The Tracks of My Tears. Stop in the Name of Love. You Better Shop Around. What's your favorite Motown song? It's hard to choose, isn't it? You'll hear dozens of chart toppers in Motown the Musical, now through Sunday at the Wharton Center. The show features many favorites from Hitsville, USA, while telling the story of Detroit's emergence as a cultural powerhouse and stage for social change. Jesse Nager sings the role of Smokey Robinson. He joined WKAR's Peter Wharf in our studio yesterday to talk about Motown the Musical. Nager's a Boston native with a strong Michigan connection. He's a graduate of the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance, training that prepared him well for a run at Broadway.
Michigan is an incredible program, and I think what they really excel at is preparing students to audition and how to get jobs and how to feel comfortable in an audition setting, because it's tough. And you know, you start to go inside your mind and you start to think about all these things. What should I be doing? And they really sort of give you the skill set to approach auditions in a really comfortable manner.
How does that happen? What do they do?
They let you know how to feel comfortable in yourself, I think. And the more comfortable you are walking into the room, having prepared the material, the more likely you are to get cast, because the auditioning people, they like you. They feel at ease if you feel at ease. So they just give you all of the things you need to learn to sort of be as comfortable as you can.
Do you find that building up that experience of doing many auditions helps in auditioning?
Absolutely. And, you know, the more you audition, the more you know about yourself, what you're going to be like in the room, what they're going to expect in the room. And also, you start meeting people and you start knowing people. And so the casting directors that were once foreign to you are now friendly to you because you know them. They've seen you in the room 1,000 times. So everyone's sort of a little bit more calm and at ease.
What have you learned about yourself as an auditioner and as a performer from preparing for and auditioning?
One of the biggest things that I learned is that I'm a person that is always inside of my head, and I'm always thinking about what I could have done or what I should have done. And the biggest thing that I learned was, once you leave the audition room, let it go. There's nothing you can do anymore at that point. Once you've left the room, it doesn't matter what you've done in the room. It doesn't matter whether you should have sang this note or made this choice. It's over. So just sort of let it go. If you get a call back, great. You can sort of revisit the stuff. But once you've left the room, let it go.
Stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment.
Well, talk about preparing to be Smokey Robinson. What did you do?
Lots of YouTube. YouTube footage. Another really cool thing is that he's a real person, right? So you get to see interviews that he's done, and you get to make choices based on things that he's actually done in his life. Also, we get to meet him and his friends and his family, and Berry Gordy, who is his best friend, and they give you tons of insight as well. And so you get to make decisions based on this inside knowledge that everyone has.
Said to you, what has Smokey Robinson said to you about
it? He loves it. He loves this show, and he calls me Little Smokey. That's his nickname for me. He's just such a supporter of his best friend, Berry Gordy, so he's always just so comfortable. And actually, one technical thing is, you know, when I first started, I was doing his voice a little bit higher pitched than sort of, you know, I was sort of talking like here. And he said, you know, the thing is, my voice isn't actually that high.
The
speaking voice. Right. It's just breathy. Right. So you don't have to, you know, pitch it that high. You can, if you lean into the breath, it's a more authentic sound, which I thought was pretty cool.
Fantastic.
I had started the album, really, and there are 2 or 3 cuts on the album that I had already recorded myself, production-wise. And I took them up just casually one day to Berry Gordy's house, and as I do a lot of times, and I let him hear it, and he said, "Smoke, that's garbage, man."
Your boss, your long friend for 30 years said, "That's garbage."
Yes.
Your work.
That's
Did you punch him in the mouth?
No, because I know he said that because he loves me. See, it was constructive criticism, and we've always had that.
I'm speaking with Jesse Nager. He plays Smokey Robinson in Motown the Musical, which is playing through March 20th at the Wharton Center here in East Lansing. I'm most interested, of course, in Motown the Musical's great music, but running parallel is a story of a great history. Motown, the musical, as you mentioned, tells the story of producer Berry Gordy's journey and how the Motown sound was able to break down barriers.
Absolutely.
Musically, socially. Can you tell about what that means to you and, and sort of some of that story that we'll see?
You know, it's incredible because you think of Motown and you think of the music, but it really was, as you said, really important in desegregating audiences. I mean, there was so much integration in the Motown tour, the Motortown Review, as it was called in the 50s and 60s, would go down to the South where everything was segregated. It was really the first time that audiences sort of came together because this music was so fantastic and so powerful and so moving that everybody loved it.
Hey baby, what you no good? I'm just getting back, but you knew I would. War is hell, when will it end? When will people start getting together again? Are things really getting better, like the newspapers say? What else is new, my friend, besides what I read? Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. What's happening,
man? And it really did break down a lot of walls. And, you know, it was also, once they started getting on television shows, you know, they were some of the first, the Supremes, the Temptations were some of the first black acts to get on television shows. And it really was a way for white America to see black America as they've never seen them before. And it was so important to the history of this country.
Yeah, when you think about segregation, we immediately maybe think of schools, of places of worship,
of
places to eat.
Yeah.
But you had segregated record labels,
segregated
radio stations.
Yeah. And it was really important for Berry Gordy to make sure that his music was played on all radio stations. And it was a fight. I mean, he had to fight, and he kept on pushing. Mm. And finally, you know, some of these DJs said, you know what, this music is great. I should play some of this. And it just, you know, from there it took off.
You got to tell me, what are the songs that you sing?
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
I sing most of his earlier stuff in the show. Got a Job, Shop Around, You've Really Got a Hold on Me. And I sing Cruisin' towards the end, too.
Nice. Jesse Nager plays Smokey Robinson in Motown the Musical at the Wharton Center through March 20th. Jesse, thanks a lot for being
Absolutely.
On Current State.
Thanks
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.